Good morning, good morning.
Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm Apostle Horsley. Starting out here this morning on Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend that's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ. We thank God for all that he's doing right now in the name of Jesus on this Wednesday morning. Great day to be alive. Hallelujah to God. God is blessing us right now. And we thank God for all that he is doing. Today there's nothing like serving the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God, for what he's doing. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the heart to care, eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm recorded in David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord God, we thank you for this Wednesday morning, this 26th day of February. A few more days, hallelujah to God. A few more days in February be gone. It'll be March, hallelujah to God. It'll be the third month of this year soon. And time is moving right along.
praying that all is well with you. We thank God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we'll start off with a prayer. Hallelujah to God. And we'll go into the broadcast. I want to welcome you once again to the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. And we are a circle of friends. This is our hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we come before thy throne of grace, O Lord God, with singing and praises, O Lord God, entering onto your courts with praise, O Lord God, being thankful for all things, O Lord God. We came to this, bless your holy name, O Lord God. We came to worship you, Lord God. We came, O Lord God, to join our hearts together in love, O Lord God, to come into one accord, O Lord God, that you have your way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you have your way, O Lord God. Here with the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry, O Lord God, the circle of friends, O Lord God, that you bless each and every one, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your Spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for this day, O Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. God, how can we thank you enough, O Lord God, for what you have done for us, O Lord God? I pray that you touch each and every one that's here on the broadcast, O Lord God, and those that would come, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that have been here down through the years, O Lord God. God, we just come to bless and to praise your name today in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our children at the school, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those that are in daycare center, Lord God. We pray for those, O Lord God, that need a touch this morning, O Lord God, to continue to go on their way, O Lord God. Everyone that's here, O Lord God, we pray that you touch everyone, O Lord God, that may have an illness in their body, some type of worry in their body, O Lord God, aches and pains, O Lord God. We ask that to rebuke it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for being here, Lord God. We ask that you bless Pastor Dolly, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And all of those are here, O Lord God, that are just in queue, O Lord God, and those that desire to come, O Lord God, and those that will come later, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for what you're doing right now, Lord God, asking that you bless the wife, O Lord God, that you would touch marriages, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you move by your Spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God, that you be glorified above all things today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in spite of all that's going on, O Lord God, and all that we see, O Lord God, we come to this hour of power of prayer, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, to lift up that name, O Lord God, to exalt you, O Lord God, to give your name the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God, which is deserved in Jesus' name. For God had spoken once and twice, when I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Lord God, we thank you for this week, O Lord God, for what we're going to, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God, that a lot of things are not like they were, O Lord God, just a few weeks ago, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, to be able to work, O Lord God, and you straightening things out, O Lord God, giving clarity and wisdom, O Lord God, in the direction that we should go, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, please help those, O Lord God, that are searching for answers today, O Lord God. Those that are coming to join their hearts together in prayer, O Lord God. O Lord God, those that are seeking your face today, O Lord God. Lord God, and you have charged us, O Lord God, that man I always pray and not faint, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We ask that you would be glorified, Lord God, in this hour of power prayer, Lord God. Lord God, a lot of talk is going on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, about this virus, O Lord God, and how widespread it is, O Lord God, and rumors are starting to come out, O Lord God, that it was man-made, it's manufactured for warfare, Lord God, by another government, O Lord God, but it's spreading, so, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, this morning, Lord, that you just stop this coronavirus, O Lord God, that has taken so many lives already, O Lord God, and that are being spread, O Lord God, and folks that have been quarantined, O Lord God, and Lord, and they have placed people in different places of the countries, O Lord God, and on other continents, O Lord God, and that they had them quarantined, O Lord God, and some was just, the thing was just, seemed to have gotten out of hand, O Lord God. But Lord God, you said in your word, O Lord God, and my people in Second Chronicles, Lord God, that are called by my name, that are called by the name of Christ, that are called the children of the Most High God, O Lord God, of those people, O Lord God, which are called by your name, Lord God, will humble themselves, O Lord God, and pray. Begin to fast and to pray, O Lord God. Begin to turn from their ways, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that you would hear from heaven, O Lord God, and forgive their sins, O Lord God, God, and that you would heal the land, O Lord God. Lord God, the land, O Lord God, needs healing, Lord God. The earth needs a healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, when there's a little cough come up, O Lord God, a little phlegm in the throat, O Lord God, don't know which way to take it, O Lord God. We do the best we can, O Lord God. We even take the cold buster, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, looking that you would put a hedge about us, O Lord God, and protect us, our loved ones, O Lord God, and families, O Lord God. And there are those, O Lord God, that have not homes, O Lord God, on rooftops, abandoned buildings, under bridges, O Lord God, and in inclement weather, O Lord God, and this disease, O Lord God, an infectious disease, O Lord God, that's destroying, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Father, we come to you, Lord God. You are the holy God. You are the most high God, O Lord God. And we come to your altar, Lord God. We come to this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We come, O Lord God. We gather ourselves together in the circle, Lord God, and join our hearts together, Lord God, and our thoughts together, Lord God. We come to you in the one accord, O Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, that you would just do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would just work miracles, O Lord God, here, that you just work so great, O Lord God, that a cure come up, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch the mind of those scientists, O Lord God, that you would bring divine healing to others, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We need a touch from you, O Lord God. We need you, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, that you would touch, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you would just drive this thing down, O Lord God, that it would be destroyed, O Lord God, and put the rest, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We came to worship you, Lord God, in this hour of the power of prayer, Lord God, that you would meet the needs of your people, O Lord God, and all that are here, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God. We ask that you bless, O Lord God, the pastor, Dolly, O Lord God, in a special way, Lord God, that you would touch wives and husbands, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would strengthen the family, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God. Others that we present before you, O Lord God, that you would fill them, O Lord God, with your precious Holy Spirit this morning, O Lord God, with the manifestation and the evidence of speaking in tongues, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for fresh oil, O Lord God, of filling, O Lord God, of your spirit, O Lord God, as we come to glorify you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as we come to praise your name, wonderful Father, hallelujah, for keeping us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you have shown yourself strong, O Lord God, in many incidents, O Lord God. We thank you for the teaching on yesterday, O Lord God, that gotten us started off, O Lord God, on a journey, O Lord God, that there's no end, O Lord God, a journey of prayer, Lord God, that we would meet you, Lord God, here in prayer, O Lord God, and that you would show yourself strong, O Lord God, that you would just pour out the overflow, God, and this week, O Lord God, before this month go out, O Lord God, that you would work miracles, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would heal, O Lord God, that you would give jobs, O Lord God, deliverance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from addictions, O Lord God, from controlled substance, O Lord God, those that vapor, Lord, that vapor, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch, O Lord God, that you would touch the alcoholics, O Lord God, the whole the adulterer, the fornicator, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would pull many out, O Lord God, from the fucking miry clay, O Lord God, that you would give them clarity of thought, O Lord God, in direction to Ikai Yashab, which way to go, O Lord God, that they would have a chance, O Lord God, to confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, God, before it's everlasting. Too late, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we come to you, O Lord God, and we pray, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch every prayer request, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and those that are online, O Lord God, those, O Lord God, that have their prayer requests in their mind yet, O Lord God, and those that are in queue, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, that you bless Minister Dorothy, oh Lord God, Minister Janice, oh Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, Minister Belinda, Lord God, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, our friends down there in the south part of Florida, Lord God, and all over this United States of America and abroad, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we present the situation before you, Lord God, and all that is troubling, oh Lord God, and wars and rumors of war that are going on, oh Lord God, just the chaos, oh Lord God, is too much almost, oh Lord God, to bear, Lord God, for your word said if man hard would faint, oh Lord God, for this here time, hey, Lord God, in a time of confusion, oh Lord God. But we come to you, Lord God, because we have humbled ourselves, oh Lord, committed, oh Lord God, to pray to you, Lord God, and to ask that you would have mercy, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name, that you're touching, oh Lord God, bodies, oh Lord God, those that had time, oh Lord God, and woke up this morning, oh Lord God, with little aches and pains in the body, oh Lord God. We rebuke it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And we cast down this morning, God, every vain imagination, oh Lord God, and every thought, oh Lord God, that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, oh Lord God. We came to worship you, Lord God. We came to glorify your name, oh Lord God, with this Holy Spirit that you give us, oh Lord God. We come with this earnestly in our heart, oh Lord God, need to hear from you, Lord God, need a touch from you, oh Lord God, on this 26th day of February, Lord God, that you would start us on the way, oh Lord God, and just keep us going, oh Lord God, and Lord God, and give us a peace that surpasses all understanding in our mind, oh Lord God, as we cry, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, that hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, oh Lord God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh Lord God. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, oh Lord God, as we forgive those, hallelujah, hallelujah, Father, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those that trespass against us, abide in the kingdom, the power, and the glory, God. So we come to magnify thy name, oh Lord God, we come to glorify thy name this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Be with us today, oh Lord God, in a special way, oh Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power prayer here on Prayer, Pray, Deliverance Ministry, Lord God. Lord God, want to pray for the finances, oh Lord God, for the ministry, for the radio broadcast, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Want to pray for the financial, Lord God, that we be able to expand and go into another area here, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your spirit and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would stretch forth your hand of deliverance and deliver, God, like never before, in Jesus' mighty name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Amen, 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 God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, and we bless your name, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Abel, Shatan, Akayasa, God, and we worship you, oh Lord God, for the time of this refreshing, Lord God, coming from you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. As we come before you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, that you would hear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the prayers of the heart, Lord God, and the meditation, Lord God, that is in our hearts, Lord God, for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As we are in this hour of power, Lord God, in this time of prayer, Lord God, we came, Lord God, to give you, Lord God, our undivided attention, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We need directions, oh Lord God. Which way to go, Lord God? What shall we do, oh Lord God? We need our vision refreshed, oh Lord God. We need to recall right now, God. In Jesus' name, we pray, oh Lord God. Amen and amen again. Well, good morning, everyone. In the name of Jesus, welcome to the broadcast. Hallelujah. We're going to pause, take this time out. Talk to our pastor, Darlene, our minister. Hallelujah. Woman of God, Nima. Hallelujah. And see if there's something that we need to pray for at the top. Hallelujah, God. We thank God for the miracles that he works so great. We thank God for the testimony of Pastor Scholastica, how the prayer was answered by the Son. Hallelujah to God, and we're determined to go on. Hallelujah to God. There's some things that I have in my heart before the Lord. and some hard decisions, hallelujah to God. I need God to give me peace in my spirit about it. So we pray in this morning that God begin to bless on every front. We see the pastor have something that needs to be the attention. In Jesus' name, Pastor Dolly, hallelujah.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God, good to hear you this morning. Glad that we're here together once again, and I'm just thankful for this, the unity of the Spirit. As you're praying, we're just in agreement with what God has placed on your heart. This morning, I do have a few requests. One is for a sister by the name of Kwai. She has some issues with depression, so we want to pray for her about that. And then one of my cousins passed away. He was 49 years old, had two heart attacks, and he passed away. So I want to pray for his mother, whose name is Vanetta, that she will be comforted and not be stressed out over this death of her son. And I think that those are the things that I had on my heart this morning. Amen.
Praise Amen. God. Amen. Sister's name is Vanetta?
Vanetta, yes.
That's how you call it. Vanetta. And the problem with her was she's
her
having
son
depression.
Her son, no,
passed.
Her,
okay.
her son passed away. And then Kwai, Kwai is another lady Kwai. Who is the one with the. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to pray for Kwai with that depression. And for the bereaved mother there, and pray for the family. We just pray for those two, and then we're going to go on. Hallelujah to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray for these two people that we just put their request before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The mother, oh Lord God. Her son has passed away at a young age, oh Lord God, at the beginning of life, oh Lord God. We pray for the comfort of bereavement, oh Lord God. Lord, we pray not only for this, but anyone else who we have right now. That spirit of bereavement, oh Lord God, that it don't be extended, oh Lord God, and that they don't lose their way, oh Lord God. And above all things, God, that they would not take their eyes off of you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we ask that you would send the same anointing that's here on the broadcast, oh Lord God, right in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that when she arrives this day, oh Lord God, that there be clarity of thought, oh Lord God, and realizing, oh Lord God, that you're too wise to make a mistake, oh Lord God, that all things are in your hand, oh Lord God, that her son just passed from this life, oh Lord God, into eternity, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray for much comfort for her, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and this sister, oh Lord God, that's suffering with depression and having problems with it, oh Lord God, you're able to break through there, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and see the clarity, oh Lord God, give a clarity of thoughts, oh Lord God, that spirit of despair and hopefulness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, you have a blessed pastor, oh Lord God, to begin to minister on to people, oh Lord God, and bring relief to those, oh Lord God, and send a comforting word to those that talk to these people. I'm just here and talk to him. It's just not a prayer request, oh Lord God, that was written, oh Lord God. And Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, we stand in the one accord, oh Lord God, that you break that spirit of suicide, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. While we hear, Holy Father, we pray for those that have dementia, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, or any type of mental illness, God, that it will go right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh God, just beginning to understand, oh Lord God, that a lot of times the adversary attacks us, oh Lord God. Lord God, and make us feel that we're hopeless, oh Lord God, and no one cares about us, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we realize that you so love the world, oh Lord God, that you gave your only begotten Son, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hekel Yasaba, God, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. So the young lady that's having a problem with the suicide thoughts, hallelujah to God. God loves you. Hallelujah, God. We're looking for him to bring you out this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. We leave it in the hands of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God, we thank you, Lord God. God be glorified in everything that we do today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, that I call you, see you. Yes, sir, Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I was, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We pray. praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We bless your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being in your presence, oh Lord God. Right here, Lord God, is the fullness of joy right here. And it's our power, prayer, God. We thank you, God. And we bless your name today, God, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Shout out like how you see it, God. We thank you, God. We praise you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As we hear, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for being here. We break every attack of the adversary, every fort that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, hallelujah, God, that you would not become tired and weary in your well-doing, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah, God. I was trying to look through the phone for the scripture of the week. But I think the only one that I was able to see, I don't know, this phone actually where it wants to, was Psalm 24. That was one that we had that I've seen. Thank you, Jesus. But we thank God this morning. It's a time to worship and to praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Be able to shout that like I will see ya. It's time to worship and praise the Lord for what we're going through. God is moving by his spirit and by his power. Hallelujah to God. I feel the presence of the Lord very strongly here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I had a thought in mind, but I want to open up the lines and we want to just go to worship and praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I want to follow the lead of the Lord. I just feel that spirit of worship. Hallelujah to God. There's so much here.
Father, we thank you for this day, God. Lord, we honor and praise your holy
name,
Lord. Lord, we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Lord, we approach the throne. Lord, love
and
I just pray,
Yes, Lord. And we praise
thank
you,
Father.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Of power of something, and I want to get you out. This little something was a thought that was on my mind. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. How Jesus said over in the gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, if you believe in God, also believe in me. So when it says, in my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said he was going away. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that be where I am, ye shall be also. Hallelujah to God. I was studying a little bit this morning, hallelujah to God. And as a pastor often alluded at times for us to rise up early for the broadcast, I do that and worship, and I get up sometime too early. I have to lay back down and start all over again at 5 o'clock, and then start at prayer clock on 6 o'clock prayer. Just to have that time with God that's needed in our lives, hallelujah to God. And as you search the scriptures, and Jesus had said in the book of John, he said that search scriptures, for you, in the, you think you have eternal life. He said, it's them, it's these scriptures that testify of him. So the thought that stayed on my mind, that a lot of times, just paraphrasing, a lot of times Jesus, after he worked the miracle with the wine, hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God, he worked the miracle with the wine, and then he would begin to have different encounters with the scribes and the Pharisees, hallelujah to God, and with the religious set, hallelujah to God. And as you read the Bible, a lot of times you have read of many things, but he was telling them, as it was called, I read across a few chapters, but he was telling them that the scribes and Pharisees, he said, you didn't know them, and you couldn't hear his words because you didn't know his father, you didn't know who had sent him. But what I got out of it this morning, how I believe the word is verbatim, but how consistent he was about telling that he had came from the heaven, that this was not his home, hallelujah to God. And how he consistently told them different parables and different things came up, hallelujah to God. But then, when I put it together, and when it came time for the broadcast, what it was that they could not glorify God, and the disciples, they knew of him, they walked with him, but the Holy Ghost wasn't given. But he says, until he be glorified, that the Holy Ghost would not be given. So as I went on, it came when they sat down, and when it was time for his departure, he said, for the Son of Man have not been glorified. But what happened, I just noticed today that when he sat down at what we call at the Last Supper, and the disciples were there, and as they, he said, truly I say unto you, the realization of the truth in the scripture comes, he said, truly I say unto you, one of you shall betray me tonight. God is always working on two levels and two different kind of blessings, I would say, in our lives. And as he gives you a word, he's working on somebody, working on, as he promised you, he's saying things. He's always working on two levels in our lives. So they want to know who it was that would betray him. And what opened up was that when he said, when they knew that John loved him, he loved all his disciples. But John was there. Peter told him, ask him, go ahead, who is it? And Jesus, I noticed how he would not, by the time he would always tell this truth, he said, this whom I give this up. So he dipped this up, and when he finished dipping it, he gave it to Judas Iscariot. He told him, that what you do, do quickly. Before he went to the cross, hallelujah to God, when he left and Judas left, he said, now is the Son of Man glorified. Hallelujah to God. It was at that time that he was glorified. Before they put the nail in his hands, he was betrayed. But the minute that he initiated the process, he gave that shot, he was glorified. But he said, but I am lifted up, because they want to know the time. He said, I will draw all men onto me. By this fact that we're here, we're worshiping God, it's our proof positive that he has risen from the dead, that he is Lord, that he is dwelling inside of us, hallelujah to God. So it puts a different turn, hallelujah to God. It puts us in a different place inside of God with the prayer requests that we have, that we go before the Lord, that we know the voice of God, that God is speaking to us, that we talk directly into the presence of God, that he's with us, hallelujah to God. So that you, that don't let the adversary fool you that we're going through a hard time. He told us that we were baptized, we got saved, hallelujah to God. We have that gift of eternal life dwelling inside us, hallelujah to God. But the adversary comes to bump us, hallelujah to God. He comes to make it look like we're going to be stuck here, that we're going to go through this situation. But hallelujah to God, when we begin to worship God, hallelujah to God, when we begin to praise God, when we begin to stand that word, hallelujah to God, that hedge is about us at all times, hallelujah to God. When danger comes up against us, when the adversary comes in, like for that standard of that Holy Ghost to be around us, it covers, there's a hedge around us here on the prayer line. It's a hedge around our lives, our family lives, hallelujah to God, that we give God praise for. Just as it was when the adversary came in the day when the sons of God came together, when it came to Job, and he said, Lord God, you have a hedge about him. I want you to know today that there's a hedge about you, hallelujah to God. That there is a hedge about you, hallelujah to God. And he tries different things with bills and children and alcohol and bad relationships to get you to try to deter you from God, hallelujah to God, that belief that you have in God. But I thank God because he's the one that led captivity captive and gave gifts on the man. I thank God for the hour of power of prayer. It's so much in need of my life, hallelujah to God. It comes a time when we come to worship God, and like I said, we ought to always pray and not faint, hallelujah to God. That we ought to lift up our hands and rejoice because God is our Father, hallelujah to God. I thank God for it, hallelujah to God. Thank God because God is moving here. He moves in a special way in the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance ministry, this circle of friends, hallelujah to God. He moves in a special way, and we come and we thank God for the platform that he has given us, hallelujah to God, the man that he has given us, that he comes and he visits us every day, hallelujah to God. And we hear from God, and he strengthens us in this hour, hallelujah to God. And we have that blessing for the day because we're here. And the blessing goes out from here, and it goes out and spread abroad, hallelujah to God. And I thank God in the name of Jesus for what he's doing here this morning, hallelujah to God. I thank God for what he's doing. A lot of things happen. I believe it's in the 9th or 10th chapter in that gospel where the man that was born blind, you know the story. But Jesus made it clear that this was done, that God would be glorified. A lot of things that we go through come upon us that we would figure out what we're going through. And then we give it to God, and then God works it out. A lot of times God brings us through a transitional change, and he allows situations to come into our lives that we will come to a place of worshiping. And at a point of worshiping, whatever that situation is, we submit it to God. According to 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon God. When you cast that situation that you're going through on to God, he takes it up. As long as you don't take it out, you take it, he takes it from you. And when you begin to worship him, you can wait for the manifestation. It's recorded in Acts, I think it's about 25, 26, right? When Paul was on the ship and he had to go to Rome, after they went through so many things there, God sent a word in the beginning. He gives them the word. He gave it to Paul. He you saw that it was a much voice, but sometimes we don't hear God. We don't pay attention to when God say that this situation is not going to work, this relationship is not working. And because of the working of our flesh sometimes, we enter into things that causes us problems down the road. And what it was when they got all the tackling stuff off the ship and stuff, and the storm was going up and down in the sea, 14 days a night, they were fasting, and when they couldn't take no more, it was Paul that stood and he got back to God. And he stood there, he said, the same God that I serve, of whom I am, spoke to me. He said, if we're going to make it, there'd be no loss of the life but to the ship. And just before that, what I want to make the point of, when they couldn't control the situation no more, a lot of times we get in the situation, and our children and our loved ones and our relationship, and sometimes life seems to get out of control. Paul said they had to turn loose the stern of the ship. That's what they controlled it by. And they said, we let it drive, and it drove them up and down. But when he got to the place where he was able to pray with God, he was able to stand. He was able to stand strong. He said, the God of whom I am spoke to me, and God will give you that message. When the prayer request, we took the break and to see what the pastor had to say, there's a lot of prayer requests here. But God just took the two prayer requests and said, you'll just worship me right now, because when someone departs from this life, hallelujah to God, it leaves you in awe. It leaves you without a balance. You lose your sense of awareness of where you're standing at or who you are. A whole lot happens right there. And when the spirit of suicide comes and the devil talks to you, not only that he talks to me, you ought to do this here, you ought to buy a gun, you shouldn't take this, that, the other. At that time, it's time to worship God, because the answer that you need is in God. He sent his son into the world. Jesus said he laid down his life for this whole world. Hallelujah to God. He's the sacrifice of the true and living God. And in the 17th chapter there, God said that you may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Hallelujah to God. I thank you. I know that we're running up all the time. Hallelujah to God. I pray that you got something that you would bless. I'll put this back in the half pass. That Akadio see Abel Yassad. Abel shout that Akad for every prayer request that he got your side. Everyone that's here, Abel shout, put this back. Abel shout that Akadio see. Hey, Kovai shout that Akadio see. Pray that you are blessed by the word. Hallelujah to God. Akadio see. Abel Kovai shout that Akadio see. Abel shout that Akadio see. Hallelujah. Hey, Kovai shout that Akadio. Let's bring that request to your mind. Abel Kovai shout that Akadio see. Hallelujah. This one little scripture here in John 17 says, these are the words that Jesus spake as he lifted up his eyes onto the heaven. He said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy son, that thy son may also glorify thee, as thou hast given me power over all flesh. Paul said, as thou hast given me power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Hallelujah to God. And that life eternal is that ye may know the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. So we thank God and we bless God for sending the Son, and that he glorified his Son. And we told him, he said, not only have I glorified it, but I will glorify it again. He endowed Jesus Christ with that power that he had with him before the world was. So you're going to be blessed today, O Lord God. Let it rest in God. Put you back in the hands of Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God. You have something else that you may take us out and pray in what she has. We thank you for the time, Pastor Darlene. My heart is full with joy. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God once again for today. Thank God for the praises that went up. And many times we don't pray individually, but when you're praising God, he's in the midst of the praise, and we know that he is taking care of you. He's doing some things. He said he inhabited the praises of Israel. As we thank you, Apostle Horsley, for leading us into that time of praise and thanking God and just knowing that he's awesome, awesome. And thank you for the word this morning. And We're just going to believe that as we go forward, this word is coming forth. We will let it be in our hearts that we will be able to use the word as we go through our lives. We are going to pray that word of God and use it for his glory. Everybody have a beautiful day. I pray that God will just bless you as you go through today and the rest of your life, that you will have favor with God and with man, and that God will not, we know that he won't leave you or forsake you. So I love each and every one of you. We look forward to tomorrow and what God will be doing here. Once again, at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and I thank everyone for being here today. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.